Today we're going to be speaking and explaining the Hasidic approach to Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. We know that there is the technical differences. The Bayis Rishon was a lot more gishmak. Bayis Rishon, there was a lot more Gilui Elikus. The Arin was in its right place, the Mata Arin and Senes Amon, as well as the Urim V'Tumim. We know that the great answers of the Eibishter through the Urim V'Tumim only worked in Bayis Rishon. In Bayis Sheni, it did not work. And this that the Kohen Gadol wore, the Choshen HaMishpat, was because he had to have eight begotten, but it actually did not respond to the questions that the Kohen Gadol would ask. It was only in the time of Bayis Rishon that the Urim V'Tumim worked. So obviously, between the Arin, Urim V'Tumim, and these great things, obviously there was a lot more Giloi Hashchina in the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Sheni, there was a lot of trouble. Well, like we'll get to the beginning. I mean, most of Klal Yisrael didn't even make it up to the Bayis Sheni. We'll get to when we speak some shiurim about Bayis Sheni. And it wasn't as great and as big, especially at the beginning, as Bayis Rishon. But it ends up two fascinating protim end up by Bayis Sheni. The fact is that it lasted longer than Bayis Rishon. Bayis Rishon lasted 410 years. Bayis Sheni, 420. So, Begashmis, it lasted longer in Zman, as well as in Mokim. We know, Godol Yeh Bayis HaZa'ach and Yoisim Min HaRishon, that the Bayis Sheni, at the end of Bayis Sheni, especially after Hordis rebuilt it, we know that King Hordis, who pretty much killed out the family of the Hashmonaim, he was an Eved, and he went up in the ranks, etc. But he ended up building very big structures, some that we still have today. The famous Masada, this fortress, was by Hordis. Many other things Hordis built. And as a kepara for himself, he actually decided to rebuild the Eibishter's house by Yesheni. And it says, Misha Leira Binyan Hordas Biyamov Leira Binyan Yafa Biyamov. If you didn't see the beautiful building that Hordas built, the Bayis Sheni, you didn't see a beautiful building. So we see that to a certain extent, it was bigger Begashmis, it was bigger in Mokim, and it was also bigger Bizman, 420 years, as compared to 410. Why is that? Are these small details, or are these significant indicators of something much deeper? And you have to understand the hashkafa of Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon represents avoidas hatzadikim, represents the avoidal mumayla lamata, which means that it's shiny. When you see a tzadik, it's geshmak, a guy who's born holy. He just walks into the room and holiness exudes from this person. You just are in the aura and the awe of this person as he walks by. They had a video going around, just yesterday I saw it, of some guy, he shows up to the oil. Someone's interviewing him, and he shows him his license. And his name is Moshiach. So yes, want to know how I got this name? He says, yeah. He says, my mother, she wasn't so frum, she didn't know anything. She knew that she was Jewish. She was walking in a train station. And she comes out of the train station and there's a billboard. And the billboard has a picture of a rabbi. And she says, I would love my kids to be like this person. That's the only thing. I want to name my kid after this person. But what's this person's name? They don't know. But it said on the sign that his name is Mashiach. So when she had a son, she named her son Mashiach. In other words, people see tzaddikim and they just get inspired. It's like shining light, Gili Ur. And it's amazing. People just get amazed. But the avoid of the tzaddik, in the words of Chassidus, is Momaila Lamata. It means it didn't work through Olam Hazeh. It didn't come through the struggle. It's like a natural light from above, which is just shedding gilui to the world. Then you have the avoid of the Baal Tshuva. It's a much less inspiring sight. Let's speak even Begashmi. You see a lot of people they come from, they have a hard time reading through the davening, or the minhagim, or they're putting on kapotes instead of a kittel instead of a kapote, and who knows, they're trying to get things right. So you're talking about inspiring, it's a lot less inspiring. You're not getting blown away. Wow, this holy person, the guy can barely like walk his way through. He's always catching up somewhere. On the other hand, when you're talking about somebody that elevated himself, he made a real conscious life decision to change himself. He is inspiring in himself. He took the world and he had everything in the world open to him or to her, and change themselves around. This is a decision, halavai, that we should make to change our lives. So while it may not be as glittery, and it may not be as bright, if you're talking about the dira b'tachtoinim, if you're talking about the change that's made in this world, that's much deeper. The Baal Tshuva change, after going through all the shmutz, and after being raised in all the different crazinesses of the world, that decision to change and say, yeah, that's it, I'm done with this, I don't want this, I know it and I don't want it. It takes a tremendous amount of courage, and it also takes a tremendous toll and spiritual elevation of the world. Olam Hazeh is categorized by two components, Zman and Mokim. That's what makes Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is limited by time and space. In the higher Olamis, there's no time and space. As we say in the Bar Mitzvah Maimer, Zman u'mokim zanindach. Still remember? Veidem mechudashim, un'goydem b'riyas ha'olam is a'ich zman nishkeven, right? There's no Zman and Mokim before b'riyas ha'olam. Where is there space and time? Only in this world. So Bayis Rishon was very glittery, very inspiring. That represented the Avodas HaTzadikim. But it did not permeate Olam Hazeh as much as Bayis Sheni came after Golos. It came after Tshuva. There were a lot of Avodas. It wasn't a very geshmaka time period for Klal Yisrael. Yet, because it came, Milmata Lamaila, came from Yidden wanting, demanding, and giving up a lot to have the Bayis, so it affected Olam Hazeh so much more. That's why in time, in Zman, and in Mokoyim, it was very different. It was greater. Because it elevated, it was the avoid of the Baal Tshuva. But yet the Bayis Rishon was an open net nisim. Sore nisim nasim laviseinu. You walked into the Beis HaMikdash, and there just was Gilui Elikus. There just was a revelation of Getelchkeit. And that is the power of Bayis Shlishi, Emir Tzashem, B'mheir of Yameinu. Which we know that on Asar B'Tevis, which begins the Churban of Bayis Rishon, is really the beginning of the building of Bayis Shlishi. Bayis Shlishi, when it says, Yehofchu Yomim Eilu L'Sosin L'Simcha L'Moyedim Toivim, we're going to have both Milas together. Sai the power, the Gili Ur of the Tzaddik, and sai the Pnimius of the Baal Tshuva.